不要回去。
I'm William Cooper, and you're listening to the Hour of the Time. Ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while, something comes along that you cannot ignore, that grabs you right in the gut. In this instance, it sent a cold chill up my spine and demonstrated to me in just a few paragraphs exactly what it is that's happening. It demonstrated to me the depths of the pit into which we have sunk and the terrible extent of the tragedy upon individual humans, families, children, that is being brought about by this humanist, socialist, blood-sucking New World Order. And tonight, I'm going to talk about this particular incident that just was one of those things that I could no more ignore or put down or walk away from than I could walk away from my own daughter if she were lying on the ground bleeding to death. And I think when you hear this story and when you understand what is happening and when you realize that it's not just happening here in Arizona, but in many, many states in this country. Not all. But an awful lot. Don't go away. I'll be right back with a story that will chill your blood.
The song Charles Manson stole from the Beatles, Whiskey in the Fashion. When you get to the bottom, you go back to the top of the slide, and you stop, and you turn, and you go. When you get to the bottom, then you feel it.
Remember the insanity of that era? Well, what I'm going to recite to you now is even more insane than the Charles Manson helter-skelter days ever could have been. Charles Manson only affected a few lives. As terrible as that effect was, thank God it was only a few. But what's happening to families and with children across this country is affecting millions of lives. And is not isolated. These are not rare happenings. These are serious. These are things that make you wonder if you're living in the United States of America or if you're living in 1940s or 50s Soviet Union. This is a story about a mother named Mary Shipke and her child, Kit, a very good-looking little boy. In October of this year, just next month, the Arizona Child Protective Service is moving to maliciously take her child away from her and put Kit up for sale in the state adoption market. Well, you're probably thinking she did something to deserve this. Well, she did do something, but it wasn't anything to deserve this. I'm going to read you the article directly from the Tucson Citizen that started all of this 2 years ago. On Friday, October the 22nd, 1993, this is what was printed. Mary Shipke was angry. She had just given birth to her baby boy, and she had been put in intensive care for jaundice. Though she had just had a cesarean section, she got out of bed to find him. Now, this was the baby in intensive care for jaundice, which is not rare in children, and it's not fatal, and it's not really even that serious. It just requires a few days of special care. Quote, I went to the intensive care unit and said I was there to breastfeed my child. They said no, I had to go back to my room. Later, I went down again and looked in his eyes and said this child is so drugged he needs some mother's milk in him. End quote. She took the child to her room. Within an hour, he was breastfeeding, and he had absolutely no problems. 4 days later, and 30 minutes, just 30 minutes before she was to be discharged from the hospital, a Child Protective Service worker walked into her room and handed a piece of paper to Mary Shipke. Quote, it said my child was in imminent danger. I said, of what? They said, of you. I thought, what am I going to do? Breastfeed it too much? Love it to death? End quote. Shipke told the Child Protective Service worker she wanted to call an attorney. As she reached for the telephone, the worker grabbed the baby and ran from the room, said Shipke. Shipke jumped up, tearing open her cesarean incision. Quote, what's the natural response of a mother when her child is kidnapped? You run after it. End quote, she exclaimed. Two security guards standing outside her room stopped her and made her pack her things and leave the hospital. Shipke ran to a payphone and called an attorney. Quote, I was standing there in a puddle of blood, milk, and tears, end quote, she said. Quote, no one should have to go through that, end quote. 6 hours after the lawyer called Child Protective Services, the infant was returned to his mother. Acting as her own lawyer, Shipke has filed suit against the Child Protective Services. They violated my rights, she said. They kidnapped my child. They interfered with my parental rights. They said I was an unfit mother when I know I wasn't. I can't find an attorney to help me, but I will not let them ruin my life. Now, I never even knew this happened, ladies and gentlemen. I just got this in the mail a few days ago. And you have to understand, I get tons and tons of mail. It is a tremendous task just to get through it all. And there's so much we can't even hope to begin to answer any of it. If I did, because there's only me to do it, there would be no Hour of the Time, there would be no Veritas, there would be no research, there would be no nothing, just mail. And because there would be nothing else, the mail would dwindle away and that would end. So I go through the mail and I get an awful lot of just worthless stuff. And I get a lot of awfully good stuff. And I get a lot of things that were lovingly clipped out of newspapers by people who maybe that's all that they thought that they could do. And we cherish each one of those clippings. Each piece of valid information is worth its weight in gold to us. It's wading through all the other stuff, the nonsense, the ramblings of insane lunatics, and the tons of anti-Semitic material that's sent to us to try to convince me that Hitler was some kind of a god and that the Jews are behind it all, and all of this other crap. And then I open an envelope, and there's this story staring me in the face, and a chill went up my spine. And I felt as cold as ice. This is the hand of the New World Order. Mary Shipke gave birth to a beautiful baby boy by cesarean section. The boy was jaundiced, which is a very common thing with some babies. It is not fatal, it is not life-threatening, it does not require intensive care. Just like our newborn baby, they wanted to keep her there for 10 days of intensive antibiotic treatment so that they could run the hospital bill through the roof. After I asked some pertinent questions and got down to the real issues, we were able to take our baby home, and if they'd have said no, I'd have taken her home anyway, and nobody would have stopped me. Mary Shipke simply wanted to breastfeed her baby. She loved her baby long before Kit was ever born. They took the baby away and put it in intensive care. See, most jaundiced babies in most legitimate hospitals are put in the nursery and receive special care from the nurses, and they're placed under special lights. Not this hospital. They had to put Kit in intensive care for jaundice. Mary was worried about her baby. She looked at her baby. She said the baby looked drugged. The baby needed love. It needed his mother's milk. And so Mary Shipke took her baby to her room and breastfed the baby, who ate of this mother's milk and became healthy. Problems went away. And sometimes that's all it takes, folks. She has been battling Child Protective Services since that day. Because of her concern for her child, they say she is an unfit mother and want to take her boy away from her. And in fact, stole her baby from the hospital and had to be threatened with legal action by a lawyer to have the baby returned. Well, Mary Shipke could not afford a full-time lawyer, so she sued Child Protective Services. And next month, they're going to take Kit away from her unless something miraculous happens. And I'm going to ask you, my listening audience, to join me in making something miraculous happen. And I'm not even sure what it's going to be. But I know that with our combined concern and combined weight of numbers and influence that some of us carry, we may be able to pull it off. Now, it wasn't just this, ladies and gentlemen. You see, after this happened and she sued Child Protective Services, they began a vendetta against her. And she formed an organization called the Parents Council for Family Rights in Tucson, Arizona, to stop this. And I'm going to tell you, what she discovered with her organization of mothers who are suffering the same types of problems. Is so frightening that I don't even know how to begin to tell you about it. It made me seriously stop and think today about getting the hell out of the state of Arizona. That's how bad this is. You see, in what appears to be the most horrendous criminal activity of the century, thousands of Arizona children have been stolen from the legal custody of their natural parents by the Arizona Child Protective Services under fraudulent and deceptive practices. There are thousands of Arizona families that have been systematically destroyed by this. Well, there's no other word for it, this criminal state agency. There are now irrefutable findings from a 4.5-year private investigation that concludes that the Child Protective Services is a front for an illegal child theft ring operating in Arizona. Billions, ladies and gentlemen, billions of dollars in misapplied state and federal funding finance the destruction of thousands of Arizona families. Is this beginning to sound familiar? Wasn't something like this just uncovered in another state long ago? Child Protective Service workers have turned bounty hunter for the so-called psychiatric industry and for black market child theft rings run by white collar criminals. Children are stolen from their parents for as little as malicious anonymous telephone complaints by welfare doctors, hysterical hospital workers, psychotic social workers, dingy therapists, greedy foster care providers, vindictive spouses, angry neighbors, or, in some instances, complete and utter strangers. And get this, folks, agents working for the Child Protective Services get kickbacks and job advances for every child taken. Many hospital and social workers double as foster care providers who misappropriate funding for harboring stolen children in return for personal profit and gain. And you had better start looking in to the agencies in your state. What has been uncovered in this state, in Kansas, and in other states is absolutely incredible. Beyond the pale of the ability of anybody in their right mind to even understand how anything like this could happen. Child theft, it appears, has become big business. Certain state social workers, the psychiatric industry, juvenile court workers, many foster care facilities, but not all, adoption agencies, and other white-collar criminals have been implicated as part of the Arizona child theft ring. Now, these criminals, folks, have joined forces to create Arizona's child theft and family destruction industry that is crippling an awful lot of people. Double dipping is very common as parents are forced to pay additional extortion money as their family is ripped apart and terrorized. Under false pretenses of legal therapeutic foster care or mental health care, traumatized stolen children and their parents are used as meal tickets for these unscrupulous professionals. By the way, The only difference between a professional and an amateur is a professional makes their living doing whatever it is they're supposedly professional at. There are many amateurs who are much more knowledgeable and better equipped and more mentally prepared and capable of handling problems than many professionals ever were. As these business persons are unable to provide beneficial or authentic services, they wind up sucking off the state's dole at taxpayers' expense for those of you who are taxpayers. It's fraud. It creates and perpetuates short and long-term crime problems and misery. Broken families. And many other problems. The documentation, ladies and gentlemen, and the findings of the research clearly shows children traumatized in younger years often become the next generation of criminals. Those who have investigated these children and followed them as they grow up find that there is an inner emotional turmoil caused by these rippings away of loved ones from loved ones. And it's caused by the Child Protective Services and government abuse and stupid judges and lawyers. And you've all watched it on television. Can you imagine? A mother gives up her child. I'm just using this as an example. The child is a baby. Hasn't bonded, doesn't know anything about love yet. A family comes in, adopts that baby, and gives it love for 5 years. The baby, the child, knows no other parents. All of a sudden, the mother wants the baby back. You get all these lawyers and child protective services and judges and everybody involved in these things. And the child is ripped away from the only family it's ever known and given back to the mother, who didn't love it in the first place, doesn't really love it now, although she may think she does, and she may grow to love the child. She doesn't even know the child. And that's the truth of the matter. The child is fractured. I can't even imagine the emotions that would be caused in a young child by being ripped away from the only parents the child has ever known, the only love that it's ever received, the only comfort and security. And I'm using that example because several recent cases have occurred, which you have all watched on television. How do these things happen? What kind of a sick society have we degenerated into? What kind of a person could walk into a hospital and snatch a mother's newborn baby away from her simply because the mother tried to breastfeed her baby? And it was her election to be in the hospital in the first place. She could have had the baby at home. Women have been doing it for millennia. Since the human race began. And before homes, they had babies in fields and on paths and in caves and in deserts with no doctors. And I'm not saying that it's bad to have clean facilities and good care and have somebody watch out and make sure that nothing bad happens. I'm just saying that if the mother had elected, folks, she could have had her baby at home and the doctors wouldn't even been involved and nobody would have been able to prevent her from breastfeeding her baby. And as an adjunct to that, she wouldn't have had a $3,000 or $4,000 hospital bill either. What is going on in this country? What kind of a person could do that? What kind of a sick-minded person accepts a paycheck to steal a mother's baby and say that she's unfit to be a mother because she was so concerned she had to hold that baby and give it love and feed it her own milk from her own breast? The bottom line clearly shows the system called Child Protection Services actually destroys families, creates society's problems, and induces criminal behavior. And they probably caused a few murders along the way. I don't know about anybody else, but take my child, somebody is going to get hurt bad. And I mean really bad. What kind of people have degenerated to the point where they allow someone to come in and take their child? Whether it's called the state, the society, a kidnapper, or what? Throughout history, I've read accounts of women and men giving their life for their child. And we've gone so far down the tubes that we don't even care. I mean, we cry a few tears and then that's it. Well, not with Mary Shipke, I can assure you. Her work, ladies and gentlemen, her work in the Parents' Council for Family Rights and her lawsuit against Child Protective Services has caused them to come after her with a vengeance. And I'm going to tell you right now, if we allow them to take her child next month simply because of this, and we don't deserve liberty, we don't deserve a better government, we don't deserve anything, to tell you the truth. We deserve what we're going to get. What we're going to get is more of the same. Much more and much worse. You see, these people don't ever stop. There's no line. They keep pushing and taking and destroying and robbing and stealing. And until somebody stands up to them and draws the line and says, no, not one more inch do you go, or I'll blow your stupid stinking head off, is it going to stop? We all keep sitting back, waiting for them to come to their senses. And I'm telling you right now, they are never going to come to their senses because that is not their nature. They are takers. They are scum-sucking socialist puke-faced pigs. They're Nazis. They are no different than Hitler and his stormtroopers. They are the modern-day Gestapo. And if you don't understand that yet, you had better come around to it pretty quick. How much more has to happen, says Bill Clinton, to pass this legislation? That was a threat. And if it doesn't pass, there's going to be a whole bunch of more explosions all over this country. Bet your boots on it. Even the people who hate my guts, even the hardcore socialists who cannot stand it that I'm on the air every night, listen to this broadcast because they're masochists. They complain. They write incessant letters. They even email me. In fact, I've been getting email from old Capt and, C-A-P-T-A-N-D, old poopy diapers. Expressing the fact that he hates my guts, hates my show, hates everything that I say, but listens to me every night. These people are crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely insane. Then I get these long, long letters quoting scriptures to me. Scripture after scripture after scripture. Well, I've read the Bible many times. You needn't bother. And if you understand liberty, you wouldn't bother. And I'm going to throw one right back at you. If you haven't, for any other reason, called Swiss American Trading, you should for this one if you're one of the endless biblical passage letter writers. I challenge you to find in the Bible the definition of money, what it is, and what you are supposed to deal with in money. And when you do that, call Swiss American Trading and thank them for sponsoring this broadcast because I'm the one that turned you on to it. And for those of you who are too lazy to do it, it's gold and silver coin. Always has been. And it's not just one biblical passage, or two, or three, or four, or five, or six, or 10, or 12, or 24. It is so many that you won't be able to count them when you start your research, if you do. So I just thought, since many of you like to quote the Bible to me over and 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 over again, thinking that you're going to convert me to your religion, forget it. I have my own religion, and I live in a state of liberty, in a republic where freedom of religion is guaranteed by our Constitution for as long as it may last, which may be in just until midnight tonight. But as long as it lasts, I'm going to take advantage of that liberty and freedom, and I'm going to give the same to you. I don't preach to you. Don't preach to me. But I know that many of you who do like to preach to everybody else are still dealing in Federal Reserve notes, have not taken the steps that your own Bible tells you to, and in that respect, you're hypocrites. So, get out your Bible, research money, find out what it is. When you find out what it is, then do something about it and get some. Now, I don't think that the Bible tells us that gold and silver coin is money because God said it is, because I don't think God cares, to tell you the truth. I think God deals in spiritual manners, and I think the reason that we deal in gold and silver coin as money is because what Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God's. And if you render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and you're not dealing with the proper thing that has real worth, Caesar's going to rob you blind. So the Bible gives you good counsel on what to use for money. Look it up. And then when you discover that what I've just told you is absolutely 100% correct, call Swiss American Trading and thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. And then get your hands on some real money. And if you're one of these puke-faced, socialist, masochistic scumbags,
They don't like to hear this stuff. Let me give you a little lesson that your daddy forgot to teach you and the state never will. Turn off your radio, change your diapers, and then go to bed. This down so you don't forget it, because if you don't call tonight, you're going to call some night, because if you're a steady listener to this broadcast, eventually you're going to get the message. It's 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. When you call, tell them that you're a steady listener to the Hour of the Time. Tell them that William Cooper sent you, and you'll be given red carpet treatment. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. You'll be glad that you did. A weight will come off your shoulders, I assure you. Three-year study, ladies and gentlemen, hundreds of complaints were received from angry Arizona parents whose children were stolen and families destroyed by the Child Protective Services. In 1993, the conclusion was that the Child Protective Services was indeed violating the civil rights of Arizona parents and children. However, little or nothing has been done to stop these continuing atrocities. On October 15th, in 1993, a class action lawsuit for civil rights violations was filed against the Child Protective Services in Pima County by an attorney named Lawrence Berlin. On August 12th, 1994, Berlin filed a motion dismissing all but six of the original cases, which deal specifically with documented sexual molestation, sodomy, and rape of the children in Child Protective Services custody. In essence, ladies and gentlemen, Berlin sold all of these families down the river without a paddle. You see, Berlin was afraid to rock the Arizona child theft boat. It's protected by very powerful people. The very large corrupt industry in Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, which employs thousands of crooked white-collar criminals. Public education and awareness are needed not just here but everywhere regarding the family, parental and family rights, constitutional protection of those rights, and what to do about violations of these rights by state agents. See, we're not helpless. You're not helpless. The Parents Council for Family Rights, PCFR, is working to unite and educate every family that's been destroyed, harassed, or targeted by CPS. A Title 42, 1983 class action lawsuit
will be filed against CPS for violations of parents' and children's civil rights in federal district court. If you live in Arizona and you're interested in joining this lawsuit, contact Parents Council for Family Rights at area code 520-410-7279. That's 520-410-7279. They also hold seminars and classes to teach parents about family rights and parental rights and your rights protected by the Constitution for the United States of America. Now, how do they get away with this? It's very simple. Arizona politicians pretend to be deaf, dumb, and blind about this child theft industry and family destruction racket. You see, politicians are holding their breaths, waiting for the storm to hit. These elected public officials, ladies and gentlemen, have conveniently forgotten about parental rights, about the constitutional rights of the parents and of the children, or I should say the rights protected by the Constitution. There are no constitutional rights. In favor of having their palms greased with dirty child theft money and support in their next election campaign from all of the people who promote this and protect it and further its interests. Some politicians have even received large kickbacks and contributions from the psychiatric industry and other associated with Arizona's child theft industry. In fact, this dirty money has helped to unlawfully manipulate public policy, which allows the ease of wrongfully removing children from parents. The severing of parental rights has been so simplified, as have been black market sales of stolen children. Now, folks, this has to end. This breaks my heart. I've got to tell you that. You can probably tell that the whole tone of this broadcast is different from what I usually do. I love children. Children are the hope of the world. They are the future. They are the progeny that our forefathers talked about. Until some adults corrupt them, they are the innocents spoken of by Jesus. The reason why we're told to come as little children now, there's a massive cover-up surrounding all of this, and it is actively in process all the time. Anybody, as Mary Shipke discovered, who works to expose this multi-billion dollar racket is conveniently character assassinated by the psychiatric industry. They brand and stigmatize with false claims of mental illness. These are common ploys which are used to scare and shame parents into strict silence and capitulation. Just as they are beginning to do with many patriots and gun owners across the country, you're going to find yourself involuntarily committed for a psychiatric evaluation. And there's legislation in Congress
that if passed, says that if you have ever been involuntarily committed for any reason, whether you were found to be sane, insane, psychotic, neurotic, or just a little depressed, makes it against the law for you to ever own any firearms or weapons whatsoever. Theoretically, under that law, you could not use a knife to cut your sandwich. I told you a long time ago, these psychiatrists and psychologists are extremely dangerous people. And the whole profession of psychology is not a science. It is absolute, unadulterated bullshit on a grand scale. Most psychologists are nuttier than anybody that they ever have laying on their couch, I can guarantee it. They scare and shame parents into strict silence. Parents are threatened that they will never be allowed to see their children. It's bad enough they have to give them up. Now they say if you don't cooperate, you'll never even be allowed to see them. And this is an object lesson to every other parent who comes up against these kidnappers, these terrorists. No member of any militia ever stole anybody's child. But the militia might be used properly to prevent somebody from stealing your children. Did you ever think of that? They tell the parents their children will be put up for adoption or that their parental rights will be severed if they question any proceedings. To even ask a question in court, they could lose everything. And interestingly enough, ladies and gentlemen, psychiatry has become a powerful weapon that's used to destroy or discredit and terrorize anyone in opposition to the profitable, corrupt, and criminal business of child thievery, patriotism, gun ownership, or anything that's not considered to be politically correct today. And I might remind you that the exact same thing happened in Russia and the Soviet Union. And in fact, they set up a system in the Soviet Union of community mental health centers to locate, identify, and treat dissenting voices. That same system has been adopted in the United States of America as the community mental health care plan. And if you do a little bit of research, you'll find that there is a community mental health care center in your neighborhood. If you'll do a little more research, you'll find out that this has all been done exactly in the same manner that was done in the Soviet Union. They've been working on this new world order for a long time. We've been asleep for a long time. We've allowed them to bamboozle us. You see, Joseph McCarthy was absolutely 100% correct. And the socialist-controlled press, the communist news networks, vilified him, destroyed his career. And then they campaigned in the press to do away with the Oath of Allegiance that was demanded of every United States government worker, and that was thrown in the trash can. See, the theory was, in the United States of America, you didn't have to be loyal to the United States government to work as a government worker. Can you imagine that? And Americans bought that bullshit. Now, that's not all. See, these severely traumatized children and parents are being used for hideous psychological and medical experimentation by the Child Protective Services. Some targeted families are being forced and sold into involuntary servitude to the psychiatric industry by CPS and the juvenile court, in absolute violation of the parents' and children's rights protected by the Constitution to be free from such slavery and medieval oppression. Now, we have documented and proven on this broadcast that the government is often engaged in hideous human experimentation on the poor, the weak, the undereducated, soldiers, disabled veterans, the mentally ill, the elderly. Just recently, one big example was the publication of the radiation experiments that we all considered to be so shocking, which, by the way, long before it was ever made public, I published in my book exactly the same things that are coming out now. Many of you said I was nuts. Experiments now being conducted by the Child Protective Services on families in bond breaking between parent and child are going to make the human radiation cases look mild by comparison. They're killing love. They're practicing court-ordered destruction of the family. They're practicing junk science by pseudo-doctors. It's a well-known fact that psychiatry is a dumping ground for disturbed or incompetent medical students. Most psychiatrists enter the field because they themselves suffer neurotic difficulties. And this is not Bill Cooper speaking. This is from a study done by psychologists and psychiatrists upon their own profession. Psychiatrists and psychologists are prone to inflicting their own inner turmoil on their patients and calling this therapy. Soon after these children are stolen from their parents, psychiatrists, psychologists, CPS workers, and therapists start inflicting their mental torture techniques. Under stressful conditions, parents and children exhibit normal signs of anger, frustration, depression, and defensiveness brought about by the rendering apart of the family. And then they are told that because of these normal feelings, they are mentally ill. And then they are used as convenient excuses to separate parent and child permanently and subject both to the experimentation of these quacks. Problems are intentionally created by CPS because it ensures their jobs. Then psychiatrists eagerly step forward to sell the cure because the state pays them their huge fees. Unfortunately, problems are intentionally escalated to perpetuate and ensure CPS job security, and tons of money flow from the so-called taxpayers into the coffers of the psychological and psychiatric professions. And then there's a huge network of so-called therapists that spring up around all this, and they have to have their share also. The emotional scarring of Child Protective Services abused children and parents lasts a lifetime. All future generations from these abused families ultimately will suffer as well. Many of these children are used for mind control technique experimentation. Dr. Dr. Tobias H. Brocker, director of the Center for Applied Behavioral Sciences at Menninger Foundation in Topeka, Kansas, stated, from 80 to 90% of the population is extraordinarily hypnotizable, so easily hypnotizable that they are in a constant state of exaggerated suggestibility. They are at the total mercy of all forms of influences and can be persuaded to do things and afterwards have no idea why they did them. Now, I could go on with this, but I'm out of time. I would love to go on with this, but I don't have the time. I would like to spend the whole weekend discussing this issue with you, but I don't have the time. So I'm going to ask you to call the Parents Council for Family Rights and keep calling until you get an answer and volunteer in any way that you can to help stop the state of Arizona from taking Kit Shipke away from Mary. And lend your money, your support, your help to the Parents Council for Family Rights. We can work a miracle, but we can't do it if you don't do anything about it. The number is 520-410-7279. That's 520-410-7279. Once again, 520-410-7279. The fax number is 520-749-4727. 520-749-4727. Or you can email at CompuServe.com, and here's the email address, 7107-3-2551@CompuServe.com. That's 7107-3-2551@CompuServe.com. Or you can write Parents Council for Family Rights, Post Office Box 42444, Tucson, Arizona 85733. That's P.O. Box 42444, Tucson, Arizona 85733. Good night, and God bless you all.
Everybody knows.